This is our special guest today. Y'all, she stars as Keisha on VH1's Single Ladies. It's a romantic comedy, and it's centered around three females that are best friends with different views on love, sex, and relationships. And the Single Ladies big season premiere is Monday, everybody. Yep. Monday, May 28th. That's Memorial Day. So let's find out more about the show. Please welcome family member. She's our girl, Lisa Rae McCoy.
Good morning.
Lisa Rae McCoy.
That's right.
What's going on, Lisa Rae?
Oh, man.
How you been?
I've been wonderful. I've been wonderful, man.
You look good.
You look really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on?
I'm trying to hang with the rest of these girls on the show.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to be you.
I'm that. Yeah. I'm definitely that.
If you just take a vote amongst men, you might find out you're rated a little higher than you think.
Oh, let's do
don't
it
worry
then.
About the damn,
I may need a little ego boost.
Oh, they got it for you. There's a dude that called our show that says he watches, he's married.
Mm-hmm.
He watches Single Ladies, but so his wife don't know, he just watches with the volume off.
Okay. You know what? As beautiful as our show is shot, I can see that.
He said he gets just as much from it.
Yeah.
But instead of having y'all's voice up so he ain't got to hear it, he just cut the volume off.
Yeah. That says a lot. They used to do it back in the day.
Yeah. Hey, y'all back with the second season.
Yeah,
now,
we're
you
so
play
happy about that. Thank
one of lead characters, Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
And Charity Shea is April. And then you got a new leading lady on there, Denise
Vassy
as Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the ladies on the show. What's happening with Keisha this year? What can people expect?
Well, Denise is a great addition. She came from All My Children. Mm-hmm. So she has her own built-in fan base. And she's wonderful, blue-eyed, beautiful cutie. You know, I don't want to say replacing Stacey Dash, but it's definitely a different character. But she's another
single lady. Well, if Stacey Dash ain't there no more.
And somebody else coming on, and
that's
means
what
somebody
that's called in our business.
See, you all are being messy.
This is called the replacement. That's all.
I think I fell for that. I'm the one that really brought it up, right?
Really?
That's well, one monkey don't baby. Stop no show. That's for
there
sure.
There you go.
There you go. And she's a beautiful addition because, you know, she's a different character, and she comes on, and she's a high society girl that it was getting something was happening in her life that has made her devastated and become a single lady where she wanted to sow her oats kind of thing. So she's come and she's taken over the boutique, and April's still there. April's going to be such a sex symbol this season because they've broadened her character a lot. She's the natural blonde that's on there, and she's so pleasantly soft, you know, how someone else doesn't have to push and try hard. She's that character. And Keisha's just still opinionated, sassy. She's more vulnerable this year. She's, you know, trying to find love
because
Malcolm
last
is going
year
a
you
coaster.
Had some problems with Malcolm as the season came to an end.
Yeah, there was a big finale of the FBI came to get him and looking for me.
Yeah, yeah.
The FBI came, got your man.
Yeah, and trying to come get me.
Yeah.
You know, but so it's like, did I give him up? What can he really say to me to make me take him back? Because he just disappeared like that, you know.
I loved your relationship, too, the dynamic between
the chemistry
two.
Is
yes,
awesome.
It was great.
Yeah. When the FBI show up, it's really not a matter of do I give him up. It's more of his ass is.
Okay, we always have to remind you that this is a TV show, Steve.
Right.
Okay,
mm-hmm. We're entertaining the
FBI,
people here.
What I can't do is go to prison.
That's why you don't separate. Need to watch TV. He cannot.
Oh, but wait a minute. Let me say this. Uh-huh. Your movie, Think Like a Man, was excellent.
Wow.
Excellent.
Thank you.
The only thing was missing was me, and I know that I couldn't be in it. I was working, but it was
excellent.
But they
did ask you, though.
Mm-hmm, they did.
Okay.
They did. But I'm not saying it didn't try too hard. It didn't push.
Yeah.
The funny was there. The heartfelt was there. The romance was there. Every time I got ready to get sad, the laughter come in, and it was like, I was like, and then like.
You didn't know what to do.
Right.
Range of emotions, Lisa Rae.
And then I was missing a lot of stuff. It's like, what they say? It was excellent.
Yeah.
From the characters to everything. I don't
very
know who
good.
Wrote that, but whoever did, they put their foot in their toe in it.
Merriman, the Merriman boys. Mm. I call them the Merriman boys.
And then just
boys.
The soft touches, like Michael Ealy, when he kissed Taraji on the top of the head when he got ready to leave her, that gentleness on that.
Oh, I thought you was talking about when he kissed her on the thigh. That's where the most dudes was at.
No.
Either way.
I'm more simple
when he
than
kissed
that.
Her, yeah, no. I'm
because
simple,
Because that was
too,
a broader but. Statement to me when he just was like, you just don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man.
You have a big lip on your thigh, though. That's tender, too.
What is going on?
Yeah.
A big lip on your thigh.
All right. She's talking about a movie.
A couple people at work just shivered. I'm just letting you. Couple people did that at work.
It made me feel a couple of things. Like, let me go ahead and get me somebody. Let me do the 90-day rule. What I got to do to call Steve? Jesus. Steve should have gave me the formula a long time ago. I've been knowing you, buddy, for a long, 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 long time.
That's
a long time.
Yes, Lord. Jesus, help me.
I'm getting myself together and right.
I'm better than I was last year. I'm telling you something, Lisa Ray. There is such an obvious change in your life. Because you know what, man? I know you were going through a lot of things that so many of us do. Mm-hmm. Everybody got their challenges. Everybody got something they're facing.
Story, everyone.
But to see you now, it's like a weight got lifted.
She's lighter.
Your eyes are bright again. Mm-hmm. You're smiling. You know, you've always known what you wanted. You know, and it's just good to see you that way,
Thank you. Thank you for noticing. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for giving me that. I receive it.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, you really, you know, I'm just making an observation. You know, he's been.
It's only so much I can say as
a radio host.
Yes.
And, they ain't never stopped you before. No, no.
I know it.
No, no. Lisa Ray is right. She got you there.
I know.
Well, I tell you what, stick around with us a little bit here.
I'm here.
And because we only got one more break, you might as well stick around. And we'll talk a little bit more about the show. Also, everybody, Single Ladies premieres again. Don't forget, Monday, May 28th, that's Memorial Day. Okay. It premieres May 28th, 9 Eastern Pacific Time on VH1. Second season of Single Ladies.
So glad you're back.
What a great show. Great show, man. Great show.
Mm-hmm. Tommy
Much
watches
needed.
It.
Yeah.
Faithfully, Lisa Ray.
Well, I can't say that. How is
what? I'm
just
surprised
go break.
At him.
No, me too.
Well, I'm a kinder, gentler Steve Harvey.
He finna throw a rock at me. It's okay. Throw the rock, man. Go ahead.
Boy, this ain't had nothing to do with you. I was going to say you could watch this instead of watching Basketball Wives see somebody own a shop or something. That's why I was going to say that. I got three women that can at least go sit down and talk and have dinner without busting each other in the head with a bottle of wine.
And bullying.
I ain't walking over no tables.
Lisa, if I ever saw you get up on the table and run across the table,
You ain't even gonna say.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.